Laudetur Jesus Christus. Welcome to Vatican Radio's English service for South Asia.
Hello and welcome to our special program on the Year of Faith, The Faithful Witness, a series on the lives of inspiring people and witnesses of faith in the Catholic Church from around the world.
I pray you'll be all right and watch us where we go and help us to be wise in times when we don't know. When we lose our way, lead us to a place, guide us with your grace, to a place where we
You're listening to The Faithful Witness, our weekly feature based on the lives of inspiring people and witnesses of faith in the Catholic Church from around the world. These are people who lived their ordinary lives in extraordinary ways. They are examples of great fortitude and virtue. Their unique stories inspire us to be rooted in our faith. God calls each one of us today to inspire our brothers and sisters and to be witnesses of our faith. The faithful witness of this week is Archbishop Thomas D'Souza of Calcutta Archdiocese. Calcutta Archdiocese is blessed with the two famous pilgrimage centers, namely Marian Pilgrimage Center of Bandel and the Tomb of Mother Teresa of Calcutta. In the first part of this interview, the Archbishop shares with us his faith experiences, faith of his own people, evangelization, and more. Our faithful witness of today, Archbishop Thomas D'Souza of Calcutta Archdiocese, shares with us his own faith experiences, faith of the people in his diocese, and the challenges he faced in his life and mission. Archbishop, a very hearty welcome to Vatican Radio. Tell us briefly about your diocese.
The Archdiocese of Calcutta in the eastern part of India covers about 29,000 square kilometers, one of the important metropolitan of the Church in India. Okay. Established in 1887, the Archdiocese covers six districts in the southern part of Bengal and the whole of metropolitan city of Calcutta. We have about 1,50,000 Catholics in the entire Archdiocese, and that includes many languages: Bengali, English, Hindi, Santali, major groups, as well as many other languages also from South India, such as Malayalam.
How many parishes or pastoral centers do you have?
The entire Archdiocese has 58 parishes and quasi-parishes. We have other mission centers.
Share with us one or two faith-enhancing activities of your Archdiocese.
I would consider two important events or happenings like of the Church here. One is we had Prabhu Yesu Mahotsav, which is the Mission Congress celebrated at the Archdiocesan level in October 2009. And this Mission Congress organized very well, including all sections of the Catholic community, the priests, the religious, the lay faithful, and also supported by many non-Christian people who are very much acquainted with the Church wherever they live. Became a very important milestone in the life of the Archdiocese because it was a clarion call for the renewal of faith in the Archdiocese. And there were so many people who came forward to share their faith, how the Catholic faith had touched them, how it had transformed their life, and how that is going to bring a new hope into their whole living of their faith in their life. This was a beautiful experience for all. year, in my opinion, is the coming together of all the diocesan priests in the archdiocese every year for 3 days for reflection, for evaluation, for a new impetus, and also for mutual upbuilding, sharing of our vision as diocesan priests. And I have noticed how this becomes an important forum for all priests to participate so beautifully in the sharing of the ministry, of the struggles, their joys, and go back invigorated.
Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI and Pope Francis have been talking about evangelization. Your comments?
Yes, new evangelization, which means so new zeal, a new method to evangelize, and also using new expressions to carry our faith to others. This certainly is the need of the hour. Holy Father, when he speaks about new evangelization, is fully aware of its need for the entire world. New evangelization remains ever a great need of our time. For our own archdiocese, it means we have to proclaim the faith with the greatest zeal. Perhaps this is something over the years seems to be lacking a little bit, I think, from my own personal experience. Zeal of the missionaries which they had when they came to our own archdiocese or Bengal or India, the tremendous conviction with which they proclaimed the gospel, perhaps over the years you lost something of that, and that needs to be renewed. And also the way we catechize, the way we proclaim gospel, using expressions, using the methods which would make the gospel message very relevant to them.
What are the major challenges that you see lie ahead of you?
We have so many. One is regarding faith, not because it is not there, but because it has to grow deeper. Very often the crisis that we experience at different levels ultimately becomes a faith crisis. My own feeling is that this needs to be deepened and faith needs to be renewed. And therefore, faith formation is one of the important challenges that I have in the archdiocese. Second is the effects of the media.
Okay.
Because social communication and media have to be handled well so that we get the benefits of this for the gospel, for our methods of evangelization, and keep away all the bad effects that media of today brings with it, especially affecting our young people. On the one hand, media is positive. We must make use of those means which the social communication means and media offer to us to proclaim the gospel, and at the same time, whatever not so conducive to the gospel values that we find in the media of today, the modern media, affecting especially youth.
Your Grace, that brings to a new aspect as to the feeling that the youth are often away from the church. Is it true as far as your archdiocese is concerned?
Yes and no. There are certain sections of youth who, I would not say they're away from the church, but may not be expressing their faith as they should. So that are not unrelated to the church, but not as enthusiastic as happy. So that is one side.
Okay.
Now, these are mostly young people who, because of other preoccupations or the attractions of the modern media, may not find enough sustenance in the faith that their families, their parents have practiced, etc. That is one type. But the other type I was mentioning to you is there are young people who are not away from the church. And fortunately, in our archdiocese, we have a majority of them who are for the church, with the church, and very much involved in the life of the church in the parishes, the deanery, and the archdiocesan level. Now, for those who may be away in certain sense or not interested in the faith, a small minority definitely in our archdiocese, now, how to tackle them, I think we have to reach out to them with the greater faith formation that reaches out to their touches their heart. For example, we have Jesus Youth, these are guys here, and they, by their influence among the peer group, have done a great job. So this Jesus Youth, reach out to such youth who may be lacking a depth in their faith, who may be away from their church-going habits, or they may not be practicing it even. Now they reach out to them and they come in contact with them, again initiating them to the life of prayer, life of the church. So I think one is to mobilize all those good youth so that they can reach out to their own peer group. This is one method I find which is quite helpful.
Thank you, Archbishop. That was Archbishop Thomas D'Souza from the Archdiocese of Calcutta, India, sharing with us his faith experiences and that of his diocese. You can listen to the second part of this interview next week. You have been listening to The Faithful Witness, our weekly series based on the lives of inspiring people and witnesses of faith in the Catholic Church from around the world. Our faithful witness today has been Archbishop Thomas D'Souza from the Archdiocese of Calcutta, India. If you have a faith experience to share with us, let us know. Visit our website, radiovaticana.va.